What if the baby comes out looking very different than me? We really need to get this money tomorrow night.
Really? I don't know who's inside me, and you worry about your grandma's inheritance?
I was just...
It's over.
What's over?
Jean-Paul and me.
That's been over for a while. This is an opportunity to start fresh. Are you totally sure it happened that night?
It has to be.
How can you have sex and not remember it?
When this happened to me, it's like if my brain wasn't recording, you know, and I can look and act totally normal. Alcohol has that effect on me sometimes, and it fucked up my memory, but this is totally different. I can't believe it.
I think we need to talk about something. Slow down, please! My wife is pregnant!
This wasn't exactly the way I dream of marriage and having children.
We're gonna be fine. We'll find him. Come on.
Oh.
Hey, this is your chance to solve a real mystery. We can start by looking at the photos.
Yeah, I lost my phone that night. Besides my memory and probably my panties.
I have some pictures, and we can ask everyone that came to your birthday. My brother was still there when I left. We'll interrogate him when my mother leaves. We'll find him.
I don't know.
Two hats?
Two hats.
Okay, come on, I'm sure you can remember something from that night.
I don't know. Okay. He left me a note.
A note?
Yes. When I wake up, I stretched and I hit something, and it was a tray full of croissants and berries, and it was a handwritten note.
That's great. That proves you were with someone that night. Why did you never tell me?
I don't know. It wasn't a great way to start your fourth decade.
Well, what did it say?
I don't remember. We have to find the note. Excuse me. Can you drop me into 21 Baker Street? Sorry, Bleecker Street.
No, you have to stay with me. It's part of the plan until my family leaves.
They're not gonna come until the night.
Well, what if my mom shows up?
I'll be in your apartment first thing in the morning. Come on, don't you want me to solve this mystery and forget about Jean-Paul?
Thank God we didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Welcome to New York, Mr. Jean-Paul.
Thank you. No, I will carry that. This motorized carry-on cost a fortune.
Oh, sugar. Hi, Leopoldo. Hi, Tiger. Hi, whoever is dead underneath that sheet.
You shouldn't use this elevator, Peppa.
I had a very long day, okay?
Always excuses. What's going on with you? You're way behind again.
I just got fired, and I was really counting with that cash to pay you. But the good news is that I'm about to get some big money this week, so...
By next Monday, Peppa. Otherwise...
Yes, I promised, for real. Can I see who's underneath the sheet?
No.
What happened?
Natural death. No mystery.
Do you need any advice with the hair?
Death is the only thing that can't be solved in life, so have a little respect,
I'm sorry, I was all serious. I was just trying to help.
Don't take the elevator again. It's not safe.
I rarely do it.
Peppa, we see you all the time.
That thing works? It looks like a camera from the 80s.
It does, and I still have the tapes. How do you think I caught Charlie from 2A stealing the coffins?
Can I see the tapes?
When you pay me the rent, maybe.
Okay, this is a very bad idea. But you know, your father might be in those tapes. I exit through my old sliding apartment window and carefully walk down one floor to peek through Leopoldo's office window. This window's stuck. I find a steel bar and try to pry open the window with it, but... Oh! Me cago en la conchinchina! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, thank God I didn't hit anyone. The steel bar slipped from my pregnant, swollen fingers, falling onto Leopoldo's hearse parked below. Dios mío. I can't believe it. I broke the window. Broke the window. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hope we don't get cursed. Relax, relax. I'm sure Leopoldo has his insurance and he will cover it. Okay.
I then walk to the window next door and I see Leopoldo blow-drying the hair of a male nonagenarian corpse, and I believe he's talking to him. Tiger sits on a stool next to them, also listening.
I was always going to be a doctor, but when I learned my last name, Verdugo, means executioner, I decided to follow my dad's steps.
I open the window and cautiously enter. Coño, Tiger saw me. I freeze.
I'm almost done, Tiger.
I tiptoe past Leopoldo and I sneak into his office. And of course, Tiger follows me. The office feels like you are back in the 80s. There is a desk with a humongous ancient computer. Next to it, a working bench with a sculpture made with marbles. A large painting of an old man that looks a lot like Leopoldo is hung above a shelf that contains several vases and a ceramic urn standing in the middle. In front, there is a wooden armoire and a bookcase next to it.
Okay, here we are. Where do we start?
I scan for the tapes around the room while Tiger plays with my damn dress tassels.
Leave me alone, Tiger. You're going to break my dress. Que gato más pesado. Out. Fu, 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 fu.
Desperate to find a clue that could take me to find the tapes, I open the armoire and I spot an old trunk on top of it. I step on top of a chair and open the heavy trunk. Voila! The trunk is filled with old tapes organized by date. Great! I need the one from last year's October.
Ah, Tiger, por favor, Tiger! My dress! Ay, coño, qué pesado! Okay, okay, focus, 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 focus. Okay, what does it say there? November? No, December? I can read this one. What is this? Halloween! Ah, Tiger! Por Dios, ya se quedó liado aquí. I can't believe this!
Tiger got a snack on my dress, and when I try to unhook him, I unwittingly threw him.
Oh no!
Tiger flies toward the desk, hitting a glass lamp that lands on top of the ancient computer's keyboard.
What's that?
I unplug the computer and sparks fly. Ah! 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 Ah!
Sometimes I think my father is around here. Where do we go when this all ends? Because it ends, I see it every day. We must enjoy every day like if it was our last.
Brilliant. My friend Tiger is now on top of the shelves next to the ceramic urn.
Misu, 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 calm down. Calm down, coño.
It's obvious I don't get along with cats, but this one is too much. I step on top of a chair and grab Tiger down like if he was a teddy bear. Neither of us expected it. And then he jumps free, hitting the sculpture made with marbles.
Oh my God!
Did you hear? Tiger? Tiger! What are you... Tiger, what have you done? Oh, my marbles!
Oh my God, that was close. Oh, great. Ray's back.
Ray? Ray? Ray, are you inside?
Hi. I am Peppa. I live here. I live in front.
Hi, Martin. I'm Ray's son.
I know who you are. Nice to finally meet you. Is your dad inside?
No.
He's in Atlantic City. He should have a statue there one day. I know this might sound weird, but do you think I can use his VCR for a minute? Your dad loves his slots. What can you do if they make him happy? One day, he's going to win all those coins. I have no doubt of it. I think this VCR is not working. Oh, no. It swallowed my tape.
Let me help you.
Oh, thank you. When is your dad coming back?
He passed.
No. It can be. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I don't know what to say. Your dad was an amazing man. What happened to him?
Heart attack, playing slots, too many coins.
You have the same dark sense of humor. Well, at least he was having a good time. When is the funeral?
It was yesterday, in Atlantic City.
Oh, sorry, I miss it.
Can I offer you some water, tea?
Thank you. I don't want to be disrespectful, but in Spain we have this tradition, probably a superstition that after a funeral, if you don't have a glass of wine, yours is on the way, so...
Be careful with the lamp.
Just a tiny bit. For your father.
Thank you.
I took that photo on Thanksgiving at Don Giovanni's, your father's favorite spot in New York City. Have you been?
No, we didn't talk much. Only when he needed money for the slots or to bail him out, really.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I was raised by my mom. That might explain why I'm over 40, single, and my best friend is my therapist.
I grew up most of my life without my father, too, and I'm 40, single, and I should have a therapist.
To single mothers.
To single mothers.
Oh, are you okay?
Yes. I better go now. Thank you for the sip and the VCR, and I'm really sorry. Knock if you need anything, okay? Bye. Ah! Oh, con la puta lámpara de los cojones.
Ah! Coño. I am out of training with men. I feel so sad about Ray. But you know, if he was here, he would push me to find your father. So, where should we start, my dear Watson? A smart detective always must follow more than one clue.
Me cago en la mar, this happens to me because I have so many shoeboxes in this tiny apartment. Oh man, we live like cancer things in New York. What a mess, oh my God. Oh, I remember this photo with Jean-Paul and me when we went to Paris. Whatever. Love is another mystery, Watson. Let's find your father. First stop, my notebooks. I have been writing journals since I am 8. I remember my life through them since I have a very bad memory. Okay, let's see if we can find October from last year. This one, a ver, let's see. Oh, this is last Christmas, no. This is Valentine's, no. Easter, summer. Maybe this one, a ver. Ah, mira. September 20th, good. October 5th, good. Ah, October 31st, brilliant. I didn't write anything the day of my birthday, why? Okay. Where do we look next? I riffle through all my drawers in the house. I look inside books, leather jackets, pockets, bags, hat boxes, you name it. I found nothing. The only place I haven't looked yet is the cemetery drawer, where I keep all the rejection letters from publishers and magazines, but why the heck would I put it in there? You're a genius, Peppa. I knew I have it because I always save everything like a magpie. The underside of the note is stained with, it looks like orange juice or something, and it's missing the bottom part, but it's still readable. The sun sings the last verse. The final song I hear is stepping outside her heat. Enchanting Mung Lang is my past, but I'll always have her taste of sweet. What the fuck? Sorry, Watson. An anonymous poem by the anonymous father.